There's a question on this, the right to vote, to ensure the access to voting for persons with disabilities. We can note that in 2019, we passed a law that ensures the right to vote for persons with physical disabilities. Those who have a motor skills disability can vote in a different precinct. And if there's no access, they can vote in other circumstances. Should they not be able to sign their voting documents, the law said that they can use their thumbprint or fingerprints. This calls upon all electoral precincts to have voting precincts that allow for access in step with the definitions established by law in force. In order to eliminate the negative stereotypes, we have undertaken training programs for civil servants and civil society on disabilities and human rights. We have drafted a manual of a proper care for those with disabilities, and this includes sexual and reproductive health issues for persons with disabilities. In order to ensure access to health, we have undertaken training nationwide for healthcare professionals and for the private sector when it comes to caring for persons with disability, together with material on accessibility and sexual and reproductive health for persons with disabilities. We have more information, and we will provide this in written form due to the scant time that we have before us. Also, turning to the matter of COVID, we would like to note that the Ministry of Public Health has made available to the population with disabilities information on the prevention of the virus. This is in the website, in the Office for Disabilities, in the Ministry of Social Development. We were able to undertake measures or to put into place provisions to allow for continuity. This will also be sent along in written form. All of these measures that have been taken in this regard will be sent along. Now, employment. We do note the low percentage of labor insertion for persons with disabilities in the state apparatus. However, we have taken measures, and we are taking measures, to implement good practices in the competitive examinations for attaining a position in the government. For persons with disabilities, we will send this along in written form as well. I think that also, I should mention training. Training has been provided to personal assistants through the Secretariat for Care. This is new. We also have a guide for the for making the care more human. We have nearly 5,900 some people that are making use of this care system. Further, there has been training interinstitutionally with the National Institute for Training and Employment, and also with other state-run bodies, educational bodies, and bodies tied to the labor market. I think that covers all areas related to the questions on disabilities.
Muchas gracias. A continuación vamos a hacer
We will now mention migrants and refugees. As you know, Uruguay ensures access to basic services for all individuals living in